And now, Peter Malone shares his thoughts and impressions about a just-released film that is bound to appeal to many. The film is The Bourne Legacy. It's all about the escape from rogue authorities of a specially trained operative and genetically modified secret agent, and about the worldwide conspiracies that go on behind the scenes.
What's your name?
Kat Kitson.
Will you give yourself to this program?
Yes, sir.
This is the kind of film, I must confess to you, I don't understand. It's an action-packed film, but I can't really see where it's going. Maybe you can help me.
Well, actually, I'll just quibble on one of the words you've just used. It's not quite action-packed. There is a lot of action in it, but it seems to me one of those films where you're supposed to use your brains to try to work out what is happening, who the characters are, and some moral judgments, especially about government agencies and espionage and morality.
There is nothing that you wouldn't do for this country. You have the strength to do what's necessary.
Did you notice the quote that I had at the beginning of the review? The quotation about moral irresponsibility.
Yes, morally indefensible, absolutely necessary.
I thought that was a great phrase when I heard the Edward Norton character saying it. And in a way, I think that's what these films are about. That a whole lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes is, I suppose, morally indefensible, but it is interpreted for the good of whatever, the nation, the human race, that it's absolutely necessary. And audiences sitting watching a film like this say, I wonder, I wonder. And as this film goes on, very much in the Robert Ludlum vein, though he didn't write the original novel, you're introduced into political conspiracies and espionage, people, assuming an enormous amount of authority, which they really don't merit, and the repercussions then on victims, and especially the agents that they create and the situations in which they put them.
It's Aaron Cross. We have never seen evaluations like this. He's Treadstone without the inconsistency.
That didn't sound too complicated, but it's that kind of film.
Let's just tell people who've seen the Bourne trilogy up to now that Matt Damon isn't in it.
His photo is in it, and there are mentions of him.
Jason Bourne was the tip of the iceberg.
So what they've done is they've invented a legacy for him so that the focus is on another agent.
Jason Bourne is in Manhattan.
Confirmed.
What?
That's all I have. Gotta go.
And he's considered in relationship to Jason Bourne, whether that was his real name, what was his identity, what were the missions that he was given, how was he influenced, mind control.
People listen up. This is a national security emergency.
The FBI is investigating links between Treadstone and this man, Jason Bourne.
All those kinds of things. So there's reference to the three films and some glimpses of some of the characters, Albert Finney and Joan Allen and Paddy Considine, a glimpse, so there's a connection. But I think anybody seeing this film without the others, they'll be focusing on the new agent, whose name is Aaron Cross, and he's played by Jeremy Renner.
So how many of us are there?
You asked too many questions.
One of the problems is Jeremy Renner's a fairly serious-minded actor, whereas Matt Damon could always give a kind of a smile and a smirk, and there'd be a touch of irony. There's not much irony, then, in this presentation of the new agent.
Peter, I see it's directed by Tony Gilroy. Is he the same director as the previous Bourne films?
No, he wrote them. The previous ones were directed by Doug Liman and Paul Greengrass, but they've moved on to other films, and so Gilroy is directing this film himself. It's very well directed. The first 20 minutes, I think it is, are just a focus on this new agent who's on an endurance test in Alaska. And it's very well done, the way that he He survives, gets through the snow, is pursued by wolves, all kinds of things, till he comes to his destination, at which stage the top agents and the bureaus started to track him down because they've been destroying all the agents in a special program. Now, he's one of them, and he eludes their pursuit all the time.
You're asking me to wipe the most valuable assets we've ever put in the field.
You even start to consider the magnitude of what we're facing if this moves sideways on us? Meaning what? Meaning we will burn the program to the ground.
And so it becomes that kind of chase film as well, especially as he goes to the laboratory where he was injected with chemicals which they were testing out his capacity for endurance.
You've had alterations to two different chromosomes. It's the most exciting development in the history of the science.
Well, I'm not just a science project.
And they are then after the nurse, the research person, played by Rachel Weisz, who injected him.
Hey, look, it's me. Do you want to live? Because I want to live.
As they try to kill her, the both of them go on the run. And so it's that kind of chase. And that's when the action starts to come again towards the latter part of the film. They actually escape to Manila, and there is really an adrenaline-pumping chase throughout the streets and over the rooftops of Manila. Really very effective. So if some people thought it was a bit tough on their minds earlier, the adrenaline can race towards the end of the film and bring it to a conclusion.
So, of course, all these actions are in the minds of those who perpetrate them morally indefensible and absolutely necessary.
Yes, that they think they're running everything and they have the authority and they can create these programs and try mind control, and if something goes wrong, they can just eliminate their agents without any pangs of conscience. So that kind of thing.
Okay, let's go.